Why Humans Avoid War, Part 9. Written by Space Paladin 15. Read by Daniel Million. The sleek outline of the Terran flagship loomed ahead on the viewscreen. Our sensors failed to detect any damage or deviation from normal function, even at close range. But our hails to the Terran ship requesting status updates had gone unanswered for hours now. The radio silence from their fleet was out of character, and I had begun to fear the worst. A shuttle was sent to re-establish contact with the humans, and to render aid if necessary. I opted to accompany the team, despite the possible risk to my safety. It was uncommon for a high-ranking officer like myself to partake in a rescue mission, but I felt as if I owed them my presence. I figured if the roles were reversed, Commander Rykov wouldn't be watching from the sidelines. He would be helping in any way he could. What could have caused the Terrans to cease all communications without any explanation? It wasn't totally unexpected that something had gone wrong with the plan, of course. The logistics of evacuating thousands of civilians in minutes were impractical, if not impossible. I recalled my brief deployment to the Jatari lunar colony when an inbound asteroid forced a mandatory evacuation. Despite government warnings, many people were reluctant to abandon their homes. Those that did leave in the initial rush funneled into a single spaceport, leading to congestion and delays. It had taken days to clear out all of the inhabitants, and we swept for stragglers down to the last moment. From my experience, the only hope of completing the mission in the time allotted was divine intervention. Yet Commander Rykov seemed so confident, and had brushed off my objections as if they were trivial. How could I press him further when the humans had delivered time and time again on their impossible promises? Had I listened to my instincts, perhaps the current predicament could have been avoided. Now we were sailing into possible danger without the faintest idea what we might be facing. The pilot, a young female named Dari, cleared her throat.
"Sir, our sensors picked up two readings consistent with plasma rounds, closing quickly."
My antenna twitched with surprise. Who was even shooting at us? The only ships in our vicinity were Terrans, but they had never shown an inclination to attack. There had to be another explanation. "Engage evasive maneuvers," I barked.
"No time."
She pressed a few buttons, likely diverting all power to shields.
"Brace for impact."
Best case scenario, the shuttle would sustain heavy damage. This small clunker wasn't even designed to take direct hits from a railgun. Worst case, well, we'd all be dead. The next few moments stretched on for what felt like an eternity. As my anxiety swelled, I struggled to maintain my composure. My instincts screamed at me to do something, even if it were futile. Nothing was worse than waiting, helpless to avert your demise.
"Sir, the rounds missed us, narrowly," Dari said. "Angle was any lower, they would have clipped the shields."
Relief flooded through my veins, followed by confusion. "What? I'm not complaining, but we shouldn't have been a difficult target. Where did the shots come from?"
"The Terran flagship," she replied.
No, that's not possible." The only vessel in the area were human, but I still couldn't believe that they would fire on us. "They must be hijacked by AI, or maybe they were..." "We have to help them immediately." Dari shifted, looking uncomfortable.
"With respect, I doubt that's the case. There was no distress signal, no signs of a breach, and no change in computer functions."
I don't understand."
"I don't know why either, sir, but maybe the speaker was right."
"Right about what?"
"A species that aggressive will attack just for the hell of it. We never should have trusted the humans."
My mind was reeling. The evidence indeed pointed to the Terrans acting of their own volition. Dari was correct. I would never ascribe to the speaker's ideas on aggression, given that she had directed them at my own species in the past. But her warnings that the humans would turn on us were prophetic in the light of the current situation. Perhaps they were just using me to gain access to stealth ships all along? Once I had fulfilled that purpose, they had no reason to pretend to be allies any longer. While that explanation made sense given the circumstances, it didn't ring true in my mind. These were people that just yesterday I considered friends, that I would have entrusted with my life. I don't know whether I was just being stubborn, but I still found myself seeking another answer.
"How will we respond, sir?"
Dari broke the silence.
"They fired at us, which is a declaration of war. Under rules of engagement, we are authorized. They don't miss, I stated. She seemed mystified by my comment. Clearly, they did miss, sir. Not by much. There's a first time for everything.
I don't think they ever meant to hit us, I narrowed my eyes. If they wanted us dead, we'd be dead. Hail the Terran ship again.
But, sir, I don't think...
Your objection is noted, Dari. Now carry out my orders at once.
If the humans didn't answer this time, I wasn't so sure what to do. It was obvious that something had changed during the course of their mission. I needed to know what happened before we ended up in a dogfight with the galaxy's premier military power.
Commander Rykov appeared on the screen. His arms were crossed and his eyes were narrowed to slits. Judging by his expression, if we were meeting in person, he would have tried to punch me in the face. I had no idea what I had done to merit such hostility. I tried to placate the human with a friendly smile.
There must be some sort of misunderstanding, because I'm pretty sure you just shot at us.
His scowl deepened.
That was a warning shot. The next one is getting buried in your hull. Orders be damned. Leave now.
We just came to help, I protested. We were worried about you.
Really? That's why you sabotaged the ships? Rykov scoffed.
That's ridiculous. I did no such thing.
I guess you thought we wouldn't recover the ships after it shot them down. It's plainly obvious from the computer logs there was a remote override of the stealth protocol by someone with level 9 clearance, which is only held by the highest-ranking Federation general.
I was stunned by what I was hearing.
The humans believed that I, their most ardent supporter, had disabled the Vortex ships? Never would I do such a thing. But if they had evidence to back that conclusion, I wasn't sure how to persuade them. This had to be some sort of setup.
Listen, it wasn't me. We can figure this out together, I pleaded.
The commander shook his head.
Save it. Three of my men died because of you. We should kill you, but us shooting down a Federation ship is just the thing Eula needs to throw us out.
A gasp escaped my lips as realization dawned on me.
Eula, she has level 9 clearance too.
Wait, she does? That's right. The speaker is also your commander-in-chief, he muttered. She has a lot more motive than you. I couldn't understand why you did it.
I know she hates your kind, but I can't believe she would stoop that low.
She's a fanatic. I know the type. She believes she's doing what's right. And that makes her dangerous.
It was evident the speaker meant to pit the fleet and the humans against each other, and frighteningly enough, it almost worked. Her actions jeopardized the safety not only of the Terrans, but of our own forces and the Devourer civilians as well. Anger simmered inside of me at the thought of confronting her. I wasn't sure what we would do, but holding her accountable now was my highest priority.
She's dangerous to all of us as long as she's leading the Federation. Please, unless you still want me to leave, let us help.
Eula needs to pay.
We'd graciously accept your assistance and welcome you aboard the flagship.
Our differences with the humans had been smoothed over, which was a relief, but I couldn't say the ease with which Rykov accused me of betrayal didn't sting, especially after the recent trials we had faced together. Clearly, the trust I bestowed in him was not a mutual feeling.
We'll dock right away, I replied.
But first,
you really thought I would sabotage you. Get your people killed.
The commander offered a sad smile.
If I've learned one thing in my time as a commander, it's that you never really know anyone. But for what it's worth, I am sorry, General. I never should have accused you.
My bitterness dissipated as I saw the glint of wetness in his eyes. A pang of pity stabbed through my heart as I realized the poor man didn't trust a soul. Expecting his confidence after being acquainted for mere days was perhaps too much to ask. Apology accepted.
Why Humans Avoid War, Part 9. Written by Space Paladin 15. Read by Daniel Million.